One of the ways to contemplate eclipses is to consider the state of things now and recognize the possibility that that is likely to persist as the state of things for at least the next 6 months. The other way to handle that is to do what you can to make the adjustments that you need to make to, if you make a slight adjustment early in a process or close to yourself, that you can change the destination by quite a bit. So it's a little bit like having a telescope on a tripod, and it's, you've got it pointed up at a star, and you make a slight move at the fulcrum, maybe, 2 millimeters in the angle of the telescope, but that shifts your viewpoint by light years on the other end. And so working with the fulcrum, but I think that we need to go beyond our grandparents' concept of what a relationship is, and beyond the "I want to grow up to be like that cute old couple." And of course, you're not at their breakfast table with them when they wake up in the morning, so you don't know. They just seem like a cute old couple. But we need to get beyond all of these ancestral concepts of relationship that we have, and in addition, understand the ways in which we're actually working through the inherited material of the people who have come before us. Your 12th, it has some of that Motel of Lost Companions, but it's more like the motel of the ancestors. Or the way I visualize Cap being the 12th of Aquarius is there's this thing off of your kitchen that you think is a broom closet. And one night, you wake up, it's around 4 a.m., and for some reason you think you're going to sweep the kitchen. Why not? It's 4 a.m. That's what you always do. So you open the door, you get the broom out, not really thinking very clearly here, only there's stairs. It's no longer a broom closet. It's the stairs that go up. You think, that's strange, I never noticed this. You might be a little scared, a little nervous, but you're gonna go up. And so you go up, walk up the stairs, and after a while you realize that you've walked a lot higher than one floor. By now, you should be up on around the 3rd floor, but your house is only 2 floors, and you finally reach a landing. And you open that door, and it's this long corridor. It's so long, you can't see the ending of it. And there's all these doors. And behind each of those doors is some ancestor or couple, great-grandma and grand-grandpa, Uncle Louie and Aunt Melba. Aunt Melba.